Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. P, the Motivator, the American Rebel. And how you doing today? Doing good? Hey, awesome. And you know, I hope you had a good weekend, and you know, I hope you're able to digest and relax and have a good weekend and enjoy yourself. Ready to go on and take on a new week. You know, just ready to take on a new week, take on some new challenges and that type of thing. And this is an American Rebel, but it's also a Human Rehab one too. Okay, so it's a Human Rehab / American Rebel podcast. And I want you to, and basically, like I said, what I do here is with me, the American Rebel, when it comes to stuff that's happening in politics and that, is I take that same approach that I have with life coaching, then I apply it towards politics. It makes sense on it. Basically, with life coaching, basically human rehab, you take the negative, turn it to positive. Basically, what it means is that you know you learn from the good and the bad, and you figure out the patterns and everything that are going on, and then you go forward from there and you figure out you know what works, what doesn't, and so on, and then you either choose to go with what works or choose and doesn't go work, and then that's where your success and that's where your failures lie, is that whatever you choose to do. Is what your fate is, and so that you have control over that stuff. So that when I talk about this is a Human Rehab / American Rebel one, and I want to call this one never count out. You know, in our lives, we have people that actually get in our way, or people that don't think of us that we can do something. Or life, you know, they doubt whatever's going on. So what they do is they count them out. They discern them. They just let them go. They don't give them any attention. They don't give them any notice. They don't give them any acknowledgments. They don't do any of that. They don't want them to know that, you know, they don't want to just count them out like they're nothing. And so therefore they do that. You know, for African-American people, guess folks, you know, black people, African-American people, whatever you want to say it, okay? Don't take offense to it. I'm just trying to put it out in the right way possible. You know what? There's a lot of bigots out there that basically count you out, saying that you're inferior and so on. When in fact, you probably have more guts and have more power. You probably have more guts and more heart than many people out there. You know what? My wife is African American, and I love the death of her. I love her to death, and her family is freaking awesome. I mean, they're so inclusive. They're so friendly. They care for each other. It's family unity. It's family unity out there. And so therefore, ergo, you know, it's like they stick with each other, you know, they stand by each other, that type of thing. When I was first married to my first marriage, which was my first wife, which had my daughter, which was a product of my daughter, they weren't like that at all. Once they found out that my wife at the time almost lost her life. They went on me and did a total 360 and treated me like a psychopath. And then when you took a look at their family units and family things, they really did things together. In fact, they backtalked against each other, and they didn't stick together. And so therefore, and I'm not saying all white families are like that, because my family is really stick together. We stick by each other and that type of thing. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's many more in regards to family situation and community situation. The African American community and African American people are a lot more closer friends and family and community than many whites. I hate to say that, but that's actually true. I hate to say that, but that's actually really, really, really true. We take things out. We take things for granted, and I'm not saying there's black families or African American families that are out there that do this. No, there's plenty out there. But the fact is though that we end up that we have to, that we see this happening. We see it. So therefore, when my wife was almost dead and she was on life support carrying my baby, they went against me. They counted me out. And then, so therefore, they weren't there for me. They just shut me out completely. They counted me out. They didn't want to. When we did rise above everything, and my wife came home, and we had her, and I, my daughter, and we had a 16-year marriage, her family counted us out. Not one birthday thing for my wife. Not one birthday thing for my daughter. Me, I don't care. Not one Christmas, not one thing of Christmas saying, well, we buried the hatchet in there. We counted you out. Thinking that I'm scum and I'm gonna make it fail again, and I proved him wrong. And I fought for the family at that point in time for 16 years because I thought for at least most of the years, 16 years. Until I couldn't do any more with it, what I had. And so therefore, they counted me out. They counted me out, and I still fought for it. You may be at work, and your work, and some people at work don't think that they're able to do this job, and you're not able to get that. You want that promotion, but you want that promotion so badly, and they don't think you can do it. So they just overlook you. They don't think you can. They count you out. Cleveland Browns. I hate to do the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns, a team that sucks, right? But they count. They count. Now I count the Browns out a little bit. I'm guilty of that one. Okay, I'm sorry. I count the Cleveland Browns out because they suck. Okay, even though they do well, that I've seen by pattern, by whatever, they get rid of the good players and they get rid of those good players and they do something else, and they fail. So the ergo, therefore. They count them, I count them out because of that pattern until they can prove to me that they can't, until they can rise above. I give them, if they do well, I give it to them, but they lose, I don't lose sleep over it. But I mean, maybe you have a spouse that, maybe you have a family member, a lover that really doesn't believe in you, and you were caught cheating a long time ago, and you know you can do better, and you know you're not going to cheat again. Yet they're always looking at other person's always looking to find out if you're cheating or not. So they basically it says you, they cut you out. They don't but listen to you. And last but not least, we're talking about politics, Donald J. Trump. The battle the, not the battle but not the battle not the war, but the election's over with. Yet the election was rigged, and the election was full of it was falsehoods, and was full so full of so many questionable things that Donald J. Trump is now fighting not only for himself, not only for his power in his White House, but for America, so he can maintain America for what we enjoyed America. Low taxes, low regulation, raises, 401(k)s, real good, better health care, not government socialist health, communistic health care, and other things as well. Safe borders, energy independence. All these things Donald J. Trump gave us, and he wants to fight, continue to fight for it, because he knows that he won. And in all too true, it just doesn't add up. So we know something was wrong, and we know most likely he won. So therefore, and oh, by the way, if it doesn't, if the figures don't match, it doesn't add up. You may want to check the podcast. There's a podcast on that. Okay? So therefore, now the press is now, since Joe Biden is so-called, quote-unquote, president-elect, all of a sudden now they're throwing Trump under the bus. They're trying to throw Trump underneath the bus. They're counting him out. They're leaving him at the side of the road because thinking that he's nothing, he can't do it. That Biden won. Biden won when Biden didn't do crap to be president. And so much was left to hide things about Biden. Yet Biden won. So therefore now they're counting Trump out and all his efforts to actually fight for a real fair election. They're counting Trump out. They're trying to influence a transition that isn't true. Again, they're trying to influence a transition that isn't true, so therefore they're counting him out. And what do you think happens when you count somebody out? What do you think what happens when you count somebody out? I have a question for you on that. I want to give you a few seconds. Ding, 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 oop. Okay, that's enough of that stuff. I don't want you hanging up on this podcast. But what do you think happens when you count somebody out? Eventually they win, right? Because your efforts to hold them back, your efforts to hinder them, you're just counting them out. You don't think that they're a threat. And just when, and here is a point that you need to know in life. When you don't think something is a threat, that's when it becomes the biggest threat that'll come at you. When you don't think something is going to be a threat, that is the biggest threat that will come at you and will hit you hard. So, that being said, you're a single mom and they're counting you out. You're a single mom and African American, and then you become an entrepreneur. And you get your own education. You're a true entrepreneur, and create your own education. Then all of a sudden, you rise above it. All of a sudden, now you're a threat. Now you're a threat. Now because now you've risen above what everyone has get put in front of you, and you've basically bettered yourself. You've proved them wrong. You're a threat. You know, they didn't see you a threat. They didn't see you could do anything, and you proved them wrong. It's the same thing with Trump. People are not seeing Trump as a threat for this election. They think it's over with. But with all the little things that are going on about what's going on with this election, and all the questions on it, ladies and gentlemen, it would be the greatest comeback ever, the greatest upset ever, if Donald J. Trump, with all these fights and all there, still was president of the United States after all this. For all the planning Biden's doing, for all the transition, the little transitioning things that we're feeding Biden, for all the things the press is fawning over Biden for about being the president, for all the things that they're just trying to influence the transition for, and all that to find that Donald J. Trump is president of the United States again, they will shit their pants. They would shit their pants. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you this. Don't ever count anybody out. You never know what they're capable of. You never know what they're capable of. Because the very moment you let your guard down and think that person's not a threat, that person becomes the biggest threat that you can ever imagine. Bottom line. So don't count Donald J. Trump out. For all of us people, for Trump supporters, all of us for America First people, we are not going to count Trump out. And all you Trump supporters and America First people, don't believe in this influence and transition. Don't believe it. Don't get sucked into it. Don't get sucked into that Trump is lost. Trump is still fighting for us, and we need to fight for him. So go out there, protest. go out there and rally. Trump, go out there and rally. Let's go ahead and let these people know that there's more of us than there's more of these socialistic, progressive, communistic sympathizers out there, and these socialistic, communistic, progressive oppressors in Washington. They'll let them know that we do not believe this, that we are not going to count out Donald J. Trump. We're not going to count out America. That we believe too much in it, that we can fight for it. Bottom line. And if we lose, we lose going out fighting. But we're not gonna. But don't count us out yet, because once you count us out, then basically I'm telling you, you can get the biggest surprise of your life. The biggest surprise of your life. And then if you can't go out and protest and rally, which I suggest you can do it. Then if you're like me, they can't go and flood the internet, flood the phone calls. Biden, Harris, Schumer, Pelosi, everyone like them. Go out and flood their phone calls and flood their offices and let them know that either by Trump being in office or Biden being in office, that we are not going to let them take away our America. And if they're in power and they can have enough power to take some power away from America, then we're not going to put up with it. We're going to be in your face, their face, each and every single day, in their face in public, in their face when they go to do press conferences, in their face when they do speeches. And we're going to let posing as people, as ones that fawn over them, and then right at the right moment, snap at them. Let them know America's first, and we're not going to put up with it. Ladies and gentlemen, time is not a stand. The time has been to stand up and to continue to stand up. Do not count Donald J. Trump out yet. Do not count America, and most of all, do not count out the real America. Because even if the possibility that Biden is president doesn't mean America's done. It just means we took a step back. And maybe those people that voted then learn what's going on, and they come back and join the fold again. But in the meantime, we continue to fight. We continue to fight for America first, no matter what. We never back down. And let them underestimate us. Let them underestimate us. Let them try to stop us. But let them underestimate us, because that is our biggest weapon. We have the element of surprise. And I'm telling you something, ladies and gentlemen, that's the best advantage anyone can have. The best advantage. Do not underestimate anybody, because you do not know what they can do. And if you do underestimate them, you better be ready for them to take for the comeback that's going to hit you in the face and the butt so hard you won't see it coming. This is Pete the Mr. Motivator, Mr. Petey Motivator, American Rebel, talking to you. Please, by all means, if you like this podcast, go to anchor.fm for American Motivate, American Rebel. Go to if you're on Facebook, go to Peter K. DeCrane. Friend me, and then tell me you want to be on the American Rebel, and I'll put you on the American Rebel site, which means you will see all the stuff that I find out there, all the things that I'm going to put out there exposing these people for the frauds they are and the people they are, and also for the fight, and keep you on the update of the fight for America first, too, as well. All right. Peace out. God bless. And, oh, yeah, Parler, Mr. Petey Motivator, American Rebel. And last but not least, if you like what you see, you can go to www.humanrehabilitation.com. If you like the human rehabilitation part, that is a great website, service website. Gives you a lot to think, entertain, and even get you to laugh and enjoy, and just gives you a little bit of break from the mundane things of life. The site isn't right now, this time on Sunday night, on Monday morning, the site's not updated, but I'm going to update next day, so it'll be up to par. But in the meantime, enjoy what's on there. All right, peace out, God bless, and remember, we can make America great. We can make our best life possible, and we can make the best nation possible. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's keep up the fight, and let's keep up the battle. America first, baby. Let's let them know that we're not going to be silenced, and let them underestimate us like they're underestimating Trump. And let's let them hit them hard when they least expect it. Peace out. God bless, and have yourself a wonderful night. God bless you all. Bye-bye.